You touched on this, but I'd like to drill down a little deeper on it, on the inability of pollsters to locate and track what the media is calling the invisible Trump voter. We saw that in the course of the very long Republican primaries and again in the general election. And it's very reminiscent, in my view, of pollsters' inability to find the invisible Brexit voters. So what is it about these populist campaigns here and abroad that so defies political science, conventional wisdom, and polling?
I think it's two very different things. I think first, there is the reality that the models, the pollsters themselves had, and this happened on election day, where I was frankly very confused because the exit polling sounded much worse than reality. And Max Howery intervened and pointed out to me they are adjusting the polls based on the same models that have been wrong all year. And of course, that became obvious in 4 or 5 hours. But in that setting, the first thing you have to understand is these guys all have models that they rely on. And if the model is wrong, everything else is going to be wrong. The second difference is that the conservative nationalist voter is so vilified by the elite media, whether it's in Britain or France or Germany or the United States. They are so attacked and so disparaged. You know, they're xenophobic. They're isolationists. They're racist. And just think about the mean, nasty names. First of all, they're distinguished by the fact that they're against the establishment to start with. And then when you start calling them names, they just buckle down and they ignore the establishment totally. And so a lot of them, you know, one of the points that was made about exit polling, I was talking to Ben Dominic, who does a wonderful newsletter called The Transfer. And Dominic was on, I think, on PBS talking about all this on election night. And he said they began to come in and warn that there was a significant block of people who would not talk to the pollsters when they left the voting booth. And that these people were almost all Trump supporters. And I think this goes back to the depth of hostility between the elite media and the anti-establishment conservatives, who increasingly see themselves alienated from and in a way scorned and ridiculed by an elite media that they refuse to cooperate with.